So now the presentation of the passion symbols, the chalice. The chalice reminds us of the cup of communion representing Christ's shed and saving blood and crucifixion. Matthew 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, he gave thanks and he offered it to them saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." The crosses. The cross reminds us of Christ's crucifixion and his taking on the sins of the world. In John 19, verses 16 through 18, finally Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. The sacrificial lamb. This reminds us of Christ becoming the atonement for our sins. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 7. "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" John 1:29. The butterfly. The butterfly reminds us of Christ's resurrection and the new life that it promises for all his followers. Just as a caterpillar spins a cocoon and lies encased in a seemingly dead shell, only to emerge into a changed form as a beautiful butterfly, so Jesus was entombed but rose from the dead. Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. Now you will see, there you will see him. Now I have told you." The dove and the shell. These are symbols of baptism. The shell represents the cleansing waters, and the dove represents the Spirit's presence and approval. Matthew 3. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning on him. And a voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."